Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The Brain Massage Show releases truth antibodies in the brain that attack and destroy liberal lies. Get over. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. Breaking, did you hear about the newest conspiracy theory? Birds don't exist. Yeah, they've all been replaced by mechanical drone replicas deployed by the United States government to spy on American citizens. A Memphis, Tennessee dude, McIndoe, has succeeded to make the revelation of this conspiracy go viral. And 60 Minutes took interest and gave him an interview. According to the birds aren't real conspiracy theory, beginning with the administration of Eisenhower, the United States government began replacing birds with remote-controlled drones. Evidence supporting the theory include the fact that since 1907, the United States has, in fact, been experimenting with remote-controlled aircraft, after all. So, you see. But the idea of a drone bird, actually, well, you know, we have no confirmed sightings. So, you do know, however, that it was Eisenhower who warned us about the dangers of the military-industrial complex and its nefarious plan, and I take this seriously, by the way, to devour our resources and children. But he said nothing about surveillance. No doubt, however, that would be because, well, that would have gotten him into some real trouble with the military-industrial complex. Here's a video clip of Eisenhower warning against the military-industrial complex, but be forewarned, it's a Bernie ad. Okay. This is an admitted spoof. McIndoe told 60 Minutes that it's, well, something like satire on the current misinformation-disinformation drama. He said his spoof is providing a sort of safe space that will allow us to, well, talk about it with, or in good humor, rather than being scared. Yeah. He's probably a CIA plant to discredit concern about disinformation and spoof conspiracy theories like, you know, the Wuhan lab leak, the recent discovery that the SARS-CoV-2 DNA reveals it originated in an Asian king cobra, somehow got mingled with some Chinese bat DNA, perhaps in a lab. You know, a little gain-of-function research going on there, and jumped at something that Gates has, anyway, and jumped into humans at the Wuhan lab. You know, conspiracies like Hunter's laptop was orchestrated by Trump in collusion with Russia, and the 2020 election was stolen by compromised election officials, including some attorney generals and some... Right? And the Dominion voting machines, of course, are key. And the 2,000 mules. Wait a minute. Now, these last few have been proven true. Oh, so maybe Biden and Obama have a secret bird drone task force collecting data on us after all. You're using their little bird drones. You know, come to think of it, before we dismiss this entirely as nothing but a joke, let me tell you a personal story. A few weeks ago, I noticed a bird outside my window where I paint. It perched on a tree just outside my makeshift studio here in my home, chirping softly. I went into the house to the kitchen to make some coffee. As I was working on my espresso, I noticed that bird flit over to another tree and was looking at me through the bay window of our kitchen. I went upstairs to our bedroom to get something. I forget now what it was. We have a nice large window that looks out into our backyard with a tree that comes up there. And that bird took a perch on a branch where I could see it. I thought that was weird. And when I went back downstairs to my makeshift studio, that bird flew down and perched again on a branch of the tree where it could watch me. I don't know what's going on there. I think Biden and Obama are spying on me, so maybe there is something to this conspiracy theory that the U.S. government killed billions of birds and replaced them over time with surveillance drones. But it does not seem likely the bird visiting me was any of the drone birds, bird replicas that were put into service during Eisenhower's presidency. I just don't think. Anyway, let's get serious. Is Biden's disinformation governance board a Haman's gallows for Hillary, Obama, and Biden? Ha ha. Wait for it. Well, They, it appears, they succeeded to use the SCOTUS leak to abort all news breaking into America's consciousness, contrary to the interests of the left. You know, breaking into the awareness bubble on everything, like Hunter's laptop, Biden's failed economy, foreign policy blunders, gas prices going up. You can hardly buy a groceries anymore without taking a mortgage out on your house. Teasing, a little bit of exaggeration. Election fraud, that's not an exaggeration. Vaccine fraud, oh no, that's not an exaggeration. Durham's ever so slowly tightening vice on Hillary's head as he gathers evidence that is fitting Hillary for an orange jumpsuit. I mean, even Ukraine and Russia can't compete with all that. And those efforts to distract us are on the back burner now. But like the wonderful young lady who survived two abortion attempts, yeah, and went on to become a powerful spokeswoman for life, we too will survive this latest effort to abort the truth as the brain masseur keeps breaking through the barriers, blowing away the smoke and breaking their mirrors, or better, turning their mirrors into their faces, exposing them for what they are, liars. For indeed they are of their father, the devil, who is a liar from the beginning, because they, and I'm talking about, are those children of disobedience, those Alinsky lackeys, those deep state snakes, those traitors against the lordship of Christ and the protections of our Constitution. Friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Did Roberts leak the draft? Well, who did? Why? A while back, BSL, that's before SCOTUS leak, rumors bubbled up that Roberts singled a possible ruling to overturn Roe. Yeah. The argument is a bit convoluted, but what interests me here is that court observers, and I didn't know there was a career option called court observer, but anyway, court observers noticed the order of which justices will be tapped to write the next majority opinion on cases before the court lined up and arranged in such a way that indicated Justice Roberts would not be writing the opinion on the Mississippi case, you know, the one that got leaked. And this was understood by these court observers or watchers to be a signal from the Roberts court that Roe was about to get overruled. Huh. Nonetheless, as we all know, Roberts got bought leading up to the Obamacare challenge that was put before the court back then. And his rulings have been very left-friendly ever since. Maybe the name Roberts appearing on Epstein's Lolita Express manifesto was the Chief Justice after all. In any event, it is clear the left's puppet strings were firmly attached on Roberts a while back, and it is known he does not want to overturn Roe. It is further known that Alito and Thomas do, and it's further known, or at least strongly expected, that Barrett and Kavanaugh and Gorsuch too would likely move to overturn that ridiculous 1973 ruling of the Burger Court, which also had a scandal of leaks during their deliberations on what was then euphemistically called Jane Roe. And by the way, Jane Roe's actual name is Norma Lee Nelson McCorvey, and she passed in 2017. But before she went to meet her maker, happily, she did repent of her role in the so-called legalization of abortion and became an ardent pro-life advocate. But it is interesting to discover that the deliberations of the 1973 Roe court were leaked to the press, the Times and Washington Post, in fact. However, the draft of the decision was not leaked. Only rumors from the inside got out that the court was moving towards striking down state laws prohibiting abortion, which, by the way, is all that ruling did. Jane Roe. And by the way, that's the female equivalent to John Doe. It's a way of providing anonymity to a petitioner on a sensitive case, or when the identity is not known or in law, or when every woman or every man is meant. But the Roe decision did not create a right to abortion. It only said that until the Congress decided to make a law defining when personhood began, the court could find no constitutional grounds for the state interfering with a woman's right to privacy, and in this case, by prohibiting an abortion. Now, that's the basis of the idea that what she does is between her and her doctor. So, assuming the Constitution does guarantee a right to privacy, the court ruled the state had insufficient interest to interfere with that right in the case of abortion because, essentially, the court could find no law defining personhood as beginning at conception or any law that defined when personhood began prior to the child taking its first breath after breaching the womb, which is, by the way, a little known and little talked of Catholic doctrine, but we'll talk about that another time. Of course, this was before sonograms, before the in utero surgery was being performed by the likes of Dr. Ben Carson, bless him. Before a heartbeat became detectable after only a few weeks in the womb, before they discovered that in utero fetuses recoil from stimulus indicating they experience pain in the womb, and before many of the knuckleheads learned that the word fetus is Latin for little baby. But Christians knew all along that Christ is active in the womb, forming the baby, Jeremiah 1:5, that he had written down in his book the very members of every child in advance of their conception, and that every child is fearfully, wonderfully made under the cover of the mother's womb, Psalm 139:13-16, where God, setting his eyes upon the perfect mingling of the mother's and the father's DNA into that substance from which the baby would be formed, God was forming precious thoughts concerning that child. Psalm 139, verse 17. Oh, and by the way, take note, all you baby killers. The same psalm warns of the day God will destroy the wicked, which would include those wicked shedders of innocent blood. Christians knew the baby in the womb was a child when they read in their Bibles the story of Elizabeth and Mary and the day their babies met one another while still in their wombs. You know, and John in Elizabeth's womb leaped for joy when he met Jesus in Mary's womb. Christians knew this, and by the way, so have all men everywhere known this, which is why in every culture around the world, we have always referred to the pregnant woman as being with child. And that is why our laws provide for punishment against double murder when a pregnant woman is killed. Two deaths are counted, not one. And ironically, the Burger Court did not rule against those laws. Those were state laws recognizing the baby in the womb as a person. Yeah, those laws that recognize the infant in the womb is a person, is a human life, and acts of cruelty against the pregnant mother. It's a baby, then, in the eyes of the court. States' laws that recognize this and prescribe penalties for killing that baby in such a case, well, that wicked, vile, distorted, and perverted court, at least those who on that court ruled in favor of this perverted decision, no, they would not strike down any such law as that. The only law they would strike down is, well, any law that protects the baby from a mother who wants it dead. No one else can kill the baby, but the mother can. So you see, it's nonsense, since the matter was a 10th Amendment issue. You know, that bit in the Constitution about whatever the Constitution does not expressly prohibit or address is left to the states. It's a matter that the people should decide, not something decided by court fiat. Roe is bad law in every single way you examine it, like a paste diamond examined closely. No matter what light you put to it, no matter what angle you look at it, it's paste. Alito does a masterful job exposing the unconstitutionality of that horrible ruling. And one wonders when one considers the great pains taken to protect the court against leaks. I mean, the measures taken are extreme, especially since 1973, when they suffered leaks on their Roe decision. Back then, Levin, who clerked for Will Garwood, U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, describes the great care taken to protect the court from leaks. Bongino talked to clerks, or a clerk at least, who worked inside the SCOTUS about this very thing. It's nearly impossible to leak a document like this. The only way it could happen is really if a justice assisted in the leak, or did it him or herself? So did Trader Roberts leak this? And his outrage is a cover for his crime? I'd suggest Ketanji. She's got the personality for just that sort of thing. Except she will not be sworn in until June. So maybe Sotomayor or Elena Kagan. Maybe Breyer. But I think the puppet masters would have likely yanked on Roberts' string. I'm just saying. We'll see. I hope. As for why the leak now, hang on through the break. I'll be right back.
God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as king. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. www.godswar2020.com.
Do you want ministry that makes a difference? If you answer yes, you need a church ministry that makes a difference. Lighthouse Baptist Church makes a difference in people's lives. Lighthouse Baptist Church is shining the light of God's truth to help guide families safely through the moral fog of religious liberalism to the safe harbor of God's truth.
805-314-2114. Go to godswar2020.com. The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release nonepinephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern layer. Lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that is in the business right now of stealing from us our liberties. Talk about conspiracy theories. Here are some that attempt to explain the timing of the SCOTUS Alito draft leak. One of my friends and colleagues, Pastor Jerry Cook of Freedom's Way Baptist Church, called to muse over the strange coincidence that this leak occurred just as Dinesh's 2000 Mules documentary was about to release to movie theaters across the nation. And that film, my friends, is a smoking gun documentary exposing election fraud, state election officials participating in conspiracy to defraud the American public out of their voice. Protecting the election fraud machine carefully and painstakingly built into our system, well, friends, that's a hill the Dominion thieves will die on. And Dinesh's documentary blows the cover off this conspiracy to defraud the American people of their vote. You do realize that America has never had a chance to speak to the issue of abortion in a national election. A renegade activist court decided it for us, aiding and abetting this theft of the people's voice is every Congress that has assembled since 1973 that refused to take up the issue and craft law that would protect the babies in the wombs. Because that would put their own wicked hands into the blood their silence was shedding. Every Congress since 1973 could have stopped this, and they refused. And this allowed the baby killers to use propaganda to create the impression that Americans support abortion, Democrats believe, when the fact is it's really never been tested by a free and honest election. Now that the court seems inclined to overrule that lousy decision, now the Congress is all agitated and wants to take action. The stinking cowards. And I fear the Pino, president in name only, thank you, Bongino, has enough rhinos, you know what that is, in the CCP pockets to go along with this unless we full court press them with a clear warning that, number one, the cover they've enjoyed up till now by their Dominion theft machines is over. It's been exposed. Number two, we will rise in mass this November and carry our whips to the polling stations intending to clean house. What do I mean? Well, we're coming in like Jesus with his whip to cleanse the people's house the way he cleaned out the Father's house. The money changers' tables will be overturned and the thieves will be driven out. No more selling out America to foreign powers. No more crawfishing crabs dodging responsibility for destroying our economy, destroying our lives, our life savings, our property rights, our inalienable right to free speech, our bodily autonomy, our right to breathe, to walk about free. We are done with this lying use of emergency powers to take away our constitutionally protected liberties that are endowed to us by God. Government is commanded now to bow down to the people. We command these unruly dogs to heal. Yeah, we will yank the choker chain set upon the neck of that beast called government by our founders. And if you don't get in line under the people, and this government does not return to truly be of, by, and for the people, if we don't see your shaggy tail wagging in obedience to the people that you serve, if you refuse to humble yourselves to the people and bring that beast of government into compliance as the service animal it was charged to be, we'll lock you up in cages just like the dogs you are. Obama, you're not going to transform America. No more tranny nonsense. We're done. You crossed the line when you decided to force us into your charade. You want to act like a bunch of sick weirdos? That's your business. It's even a bit entertaining sometimes to watch the fools play. But now, Disney, you want to promote sex change operations for children? You want to exploit children sexually? Not our children. You liberals want to push sexual reorientation? Or really, you want to force your disorientation upon our healthy, normal children? You just crossed the line, friend. You try to use the coercive force and power of government to mandate your mess because that's what you are. You take the kingdom by force and with violence. So you mandate your mask. You mandate your vaccine. And your perverse, God-denying, Christ-despising, America-hating agenda fomenting violence and trying to dissolve the bands and cords of Christian influence that has held this nation together for a little over 200 years. You crossed the line and awakened the master, the people. The people demand fair and honest elections. And then we will see where America really is on all of these ridiculous issues. I've run out of time. Truly, my friends, there is so much going on these days. It was always a challenge to touch on what's happening in America in my 29-minute show or podcast, but lately it's just gotten impossible, which is why I'm continuing my live stream talks. Go to our Facebook page. That's Lighthouse Baptist Church, Santa Maria, California. Like the page, say some nice things about our work, and set up notifications to receive alerts. Now, because the Facebook Nazis, and by the way, they're not all in cahoots with that lying election and free speech thieving Zuckerberg, but those that are work to throttle down my notifications. So one way to make sure you get notified when I go live is to visit our Brain Massage website. That's go to brainmassage.net. And send an email to me from our contact page and then put notifications in the message and you'll be added to the list. It's all free, but that does not mean it's free to us. If you want to help, you can click on the donate button and help us out. So let's conclude with some observations regarding the best theory explaining why the leak occurred. I mean, the timing of it. I mentioned my friend's diversion theory to take attention away from Dinesh's documentary proving election fraud stole the 2020 election. Well, we know that's true, don't we? Another theory is that it diverted attention away from a bombshell exposure of Pfizer's sordid affair with the FDA in defrauding the American people. The Pfizer report is actually a complicated read. I need more time to analyze it. Disputed claims suggest the trial ended with 1,220 deaths, and the alarm is that, according to FDA, if there's even one death in 30 days of the trial, they shut the whole thing down, just like it was done back in the swine flu days. Remember that? And another theory is that since the Ukraine-Russia thing just won't get the traction the left hoped for and create a sufficient diversion to take attention away from Biden's failures and really the failures of the entire left's agenda, and because their own base of support has quickly eroding. I mean, this guy's getting way underwater with support from his own party, and they could not get any race wars going. So they decided to spring this out there before the upcoming election to at least give them something else to talk about and divert attention of the right and the left. It would shore up their base, they hope, and get the right talking about something other than hammering on Biden's laptop woes and explaining Biden's missing $5.2 million in income he failed to report. And, well, that list goes on and on. I think it's a combination shot here. I think, have you ever lined up a three-ball combination shot on a pool table? Pretty tricky. Not often successful. And I don't think this is going to work for them either. But you'll have to tune into my live stream visit tonight to discuss the question whether Biden's Disinformation Governance Board is a Haman's gallows, something he is building to, intending to hang conservatives on, but it's going to get all turned around and be used in the end to hang him, Obama, Hillary. Let's throw Brennan onto those gallows, Shifty, Schumer, the rest. So, my friends, I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Share this link to everyone you know. Send it out to all your friends individually. I don't have any algorithms working to get my message out, so you'll need to be my algorithm, yeah? And share it to every platform you're on. In fact, join up on every platform you can and share the podcast on every one of them. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button. Send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Call 1-805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal, to release nonepinephrine neurotransmitters, and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. For many years, Satan had Christians deceived into believing they were not supposed to speak up on social or political issues. We bought the lie that we had no say, that the world belonged to Satan, and that we had no right to impose our morality onto others. This ruse worked so well that today the secularists impose their morality on all of us. Christians are being systematically pushed to the sidelines and denied their divinely endowed inalienable rights. This book exposes Satan's lies and shows the truth that the earth belongs to Jesus Christ, not Satan. In fact, Satan has no legitimate right to rule the earth. It belongs to the King. And his name is Jesus. Go to godswar2020.com.